Pick n Pay's cost-cutting measures have bared fruit. That's as the retailer delivered a 5.2% rise in turnover and a 14.5% jump in headline earnings per share. This further translated into a 23% increase in its total payout to 221 cents. Joining me now with more detail on the company's annual performance is CEO Peter Boone. Thank you so much for your time, Peter. Now, you've had to contend with some headwinds during the reporting period. We have the civil unrest and also the liquor trading restrictions, which led to 2.7 billion rand in lost sales. So what have been the key highlights in the restoration process in getting to the position now of achieving 9.9% sales growth over the first 8 weeks of FY23?
Yeah, first of all, thank you for taking time speaking to me. Yeah, I would say it has been a resilient performance in a very disruptive year. Yeah, our business has been severely impacted as a consequence of the COVID restrictions in relation to liquor. And subsequently, of course, the unprecedented events that took place and hit this country, and mainly KZN and Gauteng in particular, during the month of July. We had to close 763 stores. That's almost 40% of our entire network here in the country. 551 were closed preventively in order to take care and guarantee the safety of our staff and our customers, but 212 stores were severely damaged and looted. And that's clearly impacted the business during the second quarter of our last financial year. But if you look through our numbers, you do see that with hard work and sharpening our customer value proposition, we start picking up pace again throughout quarter three and especially quarter four. We had a good trading event during Black Friday, with on a single day in the business recording more than 800 million rand in turnover. But I'm also extremely pleased in the way we executed our year-end festivity trading, which led to a higher number of traffic into a store and a good basket development. Mm. And we were able to continue to build on that momentum during the first two periods into the new financial year. And that is then for us the months March and April, with a 9.9% increase in sales.
Mm. All right. You talk about momentum, and I think it's good now that we go into the future of the business. So let's go into some key areas of your strategic plan. So you said in an effort to achieve differentiation so that when a customer walks into your store, it will feel more relevant to them, you've developed three banners. So that's Boxer, that's Pick n Pay Project Red, and Pick n Pay Blue, basically. To some, it may look like a cosmetic move. Is it, or is it more of a fundamental shift in the business model?
I personally think is, first of all, we took quite some time in order to take stock. As you know, I arrived in the country a year ago. I inherited a great business with great people, a company the founding father that brought modern grocery retail to South Africa with a great brand heritage and a good brand equity. But also we took stock a little bit on where we are. And that is especially in relation to the retail part, is our market share development has been stagnating for multiple years already. So we provided ourselves with the team the unvarnished truth in relation to what is working well and especially what's not working well. And clearly the outcome of that was that we have an undifferentiated offer. We try to be everywhere for everyone. So, and that is something that based on feedback and customer interviews that we conducted, and that was more than 7,000 interviews that we conducted in the period of September and October, candid feedback was provided to us as a management team. And customers are very honest. Eh? They tell you what's good about your business, and they tell you where you need to improve. And that were the first building blocks in order to start working on a further, what I call, segmentation of the Pick n Pay retail part across two customer-facing brands going forward. One, what you said, is the Pick n Pay brand. And secondly, what we call at this moment, Pick n Pay Red. We currently have 7 pilots operational. We are doing the fine-tuning. We are going to present to our shareholders and other stakeholders the first stores that are ready during a live visit tomorrow. And then we are preparing ourselves for a massive rollout plan during the second half of this year. So I would say cosmetic is not the right word, because cosmetic is only working temporarily. It's a major game shift on which we are working with within the Pick n Pay group. Mm. Subsequently, and that's the other part of the business, we will continue to further accelerate our value proposition on what I call more servicing the lower LSMs within the South African market with a fabulous discount model, which is called Boxer.
All right, let's go into another shift. Of course, we know the shift in consumer behavior really having necessitated the group to focus on the omni-channel offering as a key feature of the strategic plan. So you're expanding the offering and presence by partnering with Takealot and Mr. D. How much of a difference will that make then, in reaching the targets that you've set, considering and looking at what the competition is doing at the moment in that area?
Yeah. I think you have to go back a little bit first. First of all, I think online within South Africa is still in its infancy stage compared if you look at the development in other markets. Nevertheless, it's a fast growing market and definitely accelerated as a consequence of the pandemic. We have a strong online and on demand value proposition in place with our ASAP. Growth realized in the last financial year was over 300%, and we are having this operationally in over 390 stores within our network. Nevertheless, I think we can leapfrog, we can accelerate more, and we have an excellence when you talk about our food grocery offer, be it in fresh, be it in produce, be it in groceries, and be it in our liquor. And we have found an excellent partner that provides the technology. Mm. And with the platform of Takealot, we will be able to tap into a network of 2.5 million active customers. So I think for both parties, this is going to be a win-win solution. And it is not something that was created overnight. Kim Reed and I had a cup of coffee with each other, I think almost 11 months ago. Mm. And that cup of coffee resulted in more cup of coffees. And I think the joint value proposition that we're building and realizing together, and which will be launched by August this year, is creating more value for the communities that we would like to serve with excellence when it comes to our on-demand offering, penetrating more relevance into the market in which we would both likely to operate, and creating a good return for both parties.
Definitely a plan to keep a close eye on. Thank you very much for your time and your insights, Peter. That was CEO of Pick n Pay, Peter Boone.